Hi, you've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Alexis. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes.
Alrighty, are you calling from a safe location?
It is, yes. I'm actually it's on the eightway of the freeway, on the right-hand side.
Can I get the spelling of your first name?
My first name?
Yes.
It's Trung. Yeah, T-R-U-O-N-G.
T-R-U-O-N-G. And your last name, please?
It's Hoang, H-O-A-N-G.
H-O-A-N-G. All right, and can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected today?
It's 408-674-9611.
408-674-9611. And would you like to receive mobile text updates to that number, which include the provider's name, number, and how long it'll take them to arrive at your vehicle today?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Message and data rates may apply. May I have your policy number, please?
Is you need the full number or just six number?
The full number, please.
Okay. It's 0401-03-110244-391.
All righty, 0401-03-110244-391.
Correct.
And can I get the last six of your VIN number?
Six of the VIN number?
Yes.
Okay, it's 538-771.
538-771. And can I get... Alrighty. Alrighty, and can I get the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's an Acura MDX 2011.
And what color is it?
White.
And what was the reason for breakdown today?
I think there's something wrong with my battery. There's some light came on and I stopped and I turned it off. I turned it back on. It didn't work. It seemed like the battery is kind of low.
Okay. So you're requesting a tow today?
I think I would just need a jump for my car. And now I'll drive to the
okay,
the nearest auto shop.
Okay, so I'm gonna set you up for a jump start today. Is that all right?
I think that would be all right. Yeah.
Okay, and did your engine stop running?
Yeah. Right now it stopped running. Yeah.
Did it stop running while you were driving it?
I'm sorry, I can you repeat that?
Did it stop running while you were driving?
Yeah.
And is your vehicle bagged into a parking space or pulled in forward?
I'm not quite sure about that.
Is your vehicle in a parking space?
Yeah, it's parked on the right hand side of the freeway.
Okay, so it's not in a parking space, correct?
No, it's not. Yeah, no, it's not.
And are there other vehicles around your vehicle?
No.
Okay, so the script is prompting me to set you up for a tow due to the fact that your vehicle stopped running while you were driving. But if you would like me to do the jump start, then that's fine. Is that what you prefer?
I mean, just send me a tow truck and see if he can jump and get my car back to work. If not, then I might need him to tow my car to the auto shop.
Okay, so the way that the service is set up, we only do one service at a time. So if the jump start didn't work, then you would have to set up another service for someone else to come out and give you the tow. It wouldn't be the same person, if that makes sense.
Really? Okay, I need a tow then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I'm going to set you up for a flatbed tow. Is that all right?
That will be okay, yeah.
And does your vehicle shift out of park?
Yes.
Is your vehicle four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel drive.
Is this service a result of an accident today?
No.
Alrighty. Do you have the keys with the vehicle?
Yes, I do.
Will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
I missed the last part.
Oh, yes. I was just asking, will you be there when they arrive?
Yes. Yes.
And will you be needing a ride with the provider to the drop-off location?
Yes.
And is it just you in need of a ride?
I do need a ride, yes.
Oh, okay. And is it just you who needs a ride?
Yeah, just me.
Okay. So I must let you know that rides are not guaranteed due to COVID, but they usually do allow up to one or two passengers to a ride. So since it's just you riding, they most likely will allow you to ride. But you will be required to wear a mask. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, one moment, sir.
Do you need the location where I park?
Yes, sir. Possible, please.
It's on the freeway 101, next to the exit. I'm facing northbound, next to the exit 373.
Alrighty, one moment, please. Okay.
I mean, after the exit 373.
Alrighty, sir. I see Freeway 101, but what exit exactly are you on?
It's after exit 373, facing northbound.
Alrighty, sir. So I'm trying to get you located. I'm trying to see where is the exit. I just see the 101 freeway. Where exactly are you in the 101 freeway? Do you know a city?
It's San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah. So the exit would be the name of the exit is Bailey Avenue. It's Bailey Avenue.
Okay. I see that the Bailey Avenue, is that the one that you passed?
Yes.
That's the one that you just passed?
Correct.
Alrighty. Give me one moment, okay? Thank you. Alrighty, so I'm just gonna write a few notes for the provider.
Okay.
One moment. Alrighty, so this is what I wrote the provider just so he could locate you a little better. You just let me know if there's anything you want me to add or take away. I have that vehicle is on the side of the US 101 in San Jose going northbound. Customer's vehicle is right after the exit 373 Bailey Avenue.
I think that should be good enough.
You think that's what? I'm sorry.
I think that should be good. I don't know what else to add. Yeah.
That sounds good to you?
Yes, yes.
And you're right after the exit 373 Bailey Avenue, correct?
Correct.
And you're going northbound?
That's right.
Alrighty. So I think everything sounds good. One moment. Now, may I have the address of where you want to take your vehicle today?
Let me see again. Let me look it up. Give me a moment here.
Okay, take your time.
I think it would be, let's see, the address is 354 Humbugger Road.
Could you spell that road for me, please?
It's B-A-R-G-E-R.
U-M-B-E-R-P-E-R?
No, I'm sorry. B like boy, A like apple, R like Richard, G like goat, E like Emily, R like Richard.
Okay, U-M-B-A-R-G-R, I mean G-E-R?
Yes.
And,
Road.
Road, okay.
Yeah. Suit number 5, San Jose, 95111.
All righty. One moment. Alrighty, so I currently have your vehicle being dropped off at 354 Umbarger Road, San Jose, California, 95111, and I see this as a AB smog check, a Con auto repair, and a King of Wraps.
Yeah, that's the one.
Alrighty, one moment. Alrighty, so is it being dropped off at the Con Auto Repair?
Yes.
Okay, and are they aware of your vehicle being dropped off today?
Yes.
All righty, one moment. Alrighty, one moment.
All right.
And you did say they are aware of your vehicle being dropped off, correct?
No, I'm going to make a call right after this.
Okay, so if you don't mind, would it be possible for you to put me on hold while you get in contact with them and ask if it's okay? Because due to liability reasons, we're not allowed to drop off vehicles on their premises without their permission.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Okay, you're fine. Take your time.
Yes, I just called them and confirmed. Then they said yes, it's open.
Okay, wonderful. One moment. Alrighty, so the next step for me is to start calling providers to see if I can get someone to come out and assist you today. Since you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive a text with the provider's name, number, and ETA, and I'll give you a verbal confirmation over the phone as well with that same information. And your benefits cover you up to 15 miles. You're only going for a 6-mile tow, so you're completely covered today. You will not have to pay anything out of pocket. Is there anything else that I can assist you with for now?
I think that should be good. Nothing else.
Yeah. Alrighty. So you do have the option to either stay on the line and I put you on hold while I call providers, or I can give you a call back once I find one, but it's up to you.
I can wait, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to start calling providers. If you give me about 20 to 25 minutes, I'll check back in with you if I haven't found one, okay?
All right.
All righty, thank you so much.